Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Good morning, everyone. Democratic presidential hopeful Barack Obama is with us. We have about 7 minutes with him as he's doing some rapid-fire interviews this morning, so let's jump right in. Senator, thanks so much for coming on WNYC. Good morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Your leading opponent in the Democratic primary, I don't have to tell you, is our home state senator here in New York. Why would you make a better president for the future of New York?
Well, because I think New York, like the rest of the country, is facing some big challenges that we've been facing for decades. A healthcare system that's broken, the absence of an energy policy, schools that aren't teaching our kids. To solve these problems, we're going to have to do a couple of things. We're going to have to bring the country together and break the gridlock in Washington. And we're going to have to overcome some of the special interests that have dominated the debate on issues like health care. And those are things that I have a track record, both at the state level and at the federal level, of accomplishing.
So you're saying that you would be a better president for New York in the same way you'd be a better president for all of America, but nothing particular to New York?
Well, I think New York has an awful lot of folks without health care, and it's got a lot of kids, like my home state of Illinois, that aren't getting the kind of education they need to compete in this new international economy. So, my sense is that New York is going to be well served by a fine senator, Senator Clinton, and by a president, myself, that's going to be able to bring the country together.
Senator, despite the polls showing Senator Clinton with a sizable lead here for the New York primary, you're doing this interview, you're doing other campaigning in New York this week. Why do you think you can beat Senator Clinton in the New York primary?
Well, first of all, I think it's important that I campaign everywhere. You know, I've been campaigning in places like Portland, Oregon, and in Utah, because one of the things that I'm absolutely convinced every candidate has to do and every Democrat has to do is not cede ground in various areas. And listen, that cuts both ways. You know, Senator Clinton has come to Chicago to campaign, and I think that's great. The voters in Chicago deserve a chance to see her as well. But we're confident that we've got a message that can resonate in the minds of a lot of New Yorkers. And I've got a great love of New York City in particular.
Let me go over a few issues real quick that are important ones to our listeners. You and Senator Clinton both say you would end the war in Iraq, but on the Sunday talk shows this week, she indicated that she would have tens of thousands of troops there a year into her presidency. Is your position any different than that going forward?
Well, I haven't talked about numbers. I think I've been focused on the limited mission that would remain once we got combat troops out. I think we can get troops out at a pace of 1 to 2 combat brigades per month. That's what we can do safely. If we do that, then we should drastically reduce our footprint there and not have any permanent bases there. But I do believe that we're going to have some troops to protect our embassy, to protect our civilians who are inside Iraq, and to have some force either in Iraq or outside of Iraq that can strike at terrorist bases that might develop inside Iraq.
What's the difference between having no permanent base there and having that strike force?
Well, as I said, it's not necessary that that strike force would have to be inside Iraq, but certainly we would have to have capacity in the region that could take out those terrorist camps, assuming that the Iraqi security forces could not do it.
So are you promising no military bases in Iraq by the end of your first term?
I think it would be irresponsible to just throw out promises like that. But what I'm promising is that we will not have permanent military bases in Iraq, and I will bring this war to a close.
Can you give me about a minute? You mentioned health care, on why you think your health care plan is better than Senator Clinton's?
You know, the truth of the matter is that my own health care plan, Senator Clinton's health care plan, Senator Edwards' health care plan, are 95% similar. We all set up a government plan that allows people who don't have health insurance to buy into it. We all emphasize cost savings, by investing in prevention and health information technologies. One difference between my plan and hers is that I have a reinsurance provision that would help to curb the premiums of those who currently have health insurance because people's premiums have gone up 78% or less 6 years of the Bush administration. So, but you know, the important thing is not going to be the specific details of these plans. The important thing is who do you have confidence can actually overcome the drug companies, the insurance companies, those who've spent $1 billion over the last decade in preventing reform from happening.
Senator Obama, you and Senator Clinton both said if you were president of Columbia University, your alma mater, you would not have let Iranian leader Ahmadinejad speak here yesterday, but only you've said previously that you would meet with him as president with no preconditions. How do you square those two things?
Well, first of all, I didn't say that I would not let Ahmadinejad come and speak. I said that I probably wouldn't invite him. I think that academic freedom is important, and I think Columbia has the right to have the president of Iran speak on their campus. I personally think he would have already another forum, and that is the United Nations. As president of the United States, my job is going to be to look after the interests of the United States. And on critical issues like stabilizing Iraq, Iran is going to have something to say about that. If, as president, I can advance U.S. interests by meeting with the leader of a foreign country, then I will do so, even if I find his views odious, as I do many of the statements that have been made by President Ahmadinejad.
I know you got to go in a minute. I know your candidacy means a lot to many of my listeners, Senator, even many who may not vote for you. What do you see as the significance of you being the first black candidate to have a real shot at the White House?
Well, I think it's a sign that we've made progress in the same way that we've made progress allowing Senator Clinton to be obviously a very credible candidate who's also a woman. But one of the things that I think all the voters should recognize is that myself and Senator Clinton, Senator Richardson, a Latino candidate, none of us are running as symbolic candidates. All of us believe that we are the best person for the job and for all Americans. And I think people need to recognize that that's a great stride that we've made, but that we've still got a long way to go.
By the way, did you learn anything new about Ahmadinejad from his Columbia remarks? Did you hear him?
I have not read the transcript. I will look at them. My sense was that we probably make a mistake when we give him as much attention as I think the New York press gave him over the last couple of days. That's exactly what he wants. And the rantings of President Ahmadinejad probably don't deserve the kinds of over-the-top coverage that we've seen.
So if he had just done a forum for the international affairs students, as maybe it was originally planned, that would have been one thing. You're more critical of the media than the university?
Well, as I'm suggesting, I just think that the way to approach petty tyrants is not to inflate them.
Senator Barack Obama, thank you so much for joining us. We hope to speak to you again as the campaign goes on.
It was a great pleasure, Matt. And I want to let all your listeners know we're going to be in Washington Square Park on Thursday at 5 o'clock for a big rally of our supporters. And I hope that those who are interested will go to our website or come down to the park.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And I recorded that interview with Senator Obama earlier this morning. Now we can take your reactions to anything he said, and we'll talk about that and other things with CNN commentator Jack Cafferty in a minute. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.